Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is a classic Brainstuff episode. This one is about durian, a fruit prized for its sweet, creamy taste, and sometimes villainized for its stinky smell. But what causes that smell? And could that, or something else in its genes, help find a cure to something like cancer? Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In Southeast Asia, the durian is called the king of fruits, but not everybody in the world bows down to this bulbous, spiny, custardy delicacy. That's usually because of the odor. The smell of a ripe durian has been compared to sweaty socks, roadkill custard, rotten eggs, garlic cheese, a gas leak, and a sewer full of rotting pineapples. And it's strong enough that in places where it grows, many businesses and public areas have pictographic signs up. No durian. Like, no smoking, but with a spiny ball in the place of the cigarette. But still, the fruit has its superfans. And now, some of those superfans from the National Cancer Center Singapore and Duke NUS Medical School, along with some financial donors who love durians enough to privately fund a study about them, have completely mapped the durian genome to find out, among other things, why the putrid stench durians? In the study, published in the journal Nature Genetics, the researchers sequenced the genome of a popular and prized durian variety called Musang King and found its genome is made up of around 46,000 genes, just about double the number of genes that compose the human genome. They found the plant is closely related to both cotton and cacao. That's right, the plant that gives us chocolate. But the researchers were really interested in the source of the smell. So in snooping around the genome for odor-producing compounds, they found a class of genes called MGLs, that's methionine gamma lyases, in the leaves, roots, and fruits of durian plants. The researchers found that these genes regulate the synthesis of odor-producing volatile sulfur compounds, or VSCs, you know, like rotten egg smell. They also discovered that in the ripe fruit, the expression of one of these VCS-expressing genes is about 2,000 times stronger than in other parts of the plant. In the wild, this aspect may be responsible for attracting seed-dispersing animals like elephants and bats to the durian fruit. This isn't the first research conducted on the durian's unique scent. In 2012, a team of German researchers identified dozens of chemical compounds that combined to create the smell. But that research did not investigate the genes behind those compounds. The current research team was hoping to make an important medical discovery with the sequencing of the Musang King genome. After all, anti-cancer drugs like Taxol, derived from the bark of the Pacific yew, save lives every day. And as biodiversity decreases all over the world, we need to figure out what we have while it's still around. But as durian enthusiasts, these scientists also just wanted to investigate how this quirky and controversial plant might be conserved. Besides Musang King, there are around 30 other species of durian, both edible and inedible, in the Southeast Asian forests, and some of them are endangered. In a press release, co-lead author Dr. Tae Bin Tian, deputy director of the National Cancer Center Singapore, wrote, "Many of these other durian species are in this part of the world, and sadly, some are endangered due to the increasing loss of biodiversity. DNA sequencing is thus an important tool to protect the precious information contained in these fascinating and important plants." Today's episode is based on the article, "Cancer Scientists Sniff Out the Genes Behind Durian's Famous Stink," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.